Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So some of you are holding on to some real good memories that are no longer current memories. And you need to let them go so that you can get what's next.
Life doesn't get any easier. It doesn't get more forgiving. We just get stronger and we get more resilient.
The tenacity it takes to face your inadequacies and continue to try, that's where we've succeeded.
If you're going to understand the program of resiliency, we are going to have to stop running from difficult times. Stop praying that the storm will pass over you and pray to grow through the storm. Stop going around it, go through it. What you go through, you will grow through. Some fights are not won in the first round.
Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? We gonna put in work, because every time you put in work, you get the same consequences. You get paid, you get rewarded.
And when you out there dealing with the real world, it ain't pretty. You got to have heart. Get some heart.
If you are going to give and grow and evolve and attain and become, everything rises and falls on your viewpoint.
If you want more money, if you want a promotion, if you want to leave a legacy, you got to increase. You can't stay where you are and think things around you are going to grow.
And then that's going to put you in a far more powerful position to move forward. People that are successful, they can self-soothe, they can stay emotionally calm in the midst of the storm.
You just do what you got to do on this one, and then you look back when it's all over and you see the rewards. You look back and you see the accomplishments. You don't count it. You just look back and you see that you succeeded.
When that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. Do you understand? Listen, you got through that. You got put through that, because what that does, that tension produces greatness.
Perspective is everything. Let's go. I need you to hear me loud and clear. How you see this thing is everything. You cannot change the past, but you can change your perspective about it.
This is a mentality. Like, you got to live this. You got to eat this. You got every single thing you do. It's a mentality.
Going to the next level is about the W, the O, the R, and the K, baby. It's about work.
When mentally you want it, in your spirit, in your soul, when you want it, it will happen.
Some of you are holding on to some real good memories that are no longer current memories, and you need to let them go so that you can get what's next.
So we're gonna do, we're gonna get the right information, and then we're gonna get narrow focus, and boom, we're gonna go for it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's it.
Many of you will not be successful because you've got this giant goal and no steps to go with it. You're just in your mind like, girl, this is my year. How many steps? I don't know. Like, what is it going to take for you to do it? I don't know. I just know this is my year. Can I be real with you? If you can't measure it, it ain't real. Keep your dreams phenomenal. Keep your vision phenomenal. Keep it phenomenal. And now I need you to get your weight up. As an individual, I need you to get your schedule up. I need you to get your life up. I need you to get your words up. I need you to get your heart up. I need you to get your action up. I need you to get to a place that every single thing that you do is phenomenal so that the life you want to live, you can actually live that life. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? Why me, God? Why did I get MS? Why did I get cancer? Why did my mama die? Why did I get fired? Do you understand? Listen, you got through that. You got put through that because what that does, that tension produces greatness. Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats, they get to it, they go through it. And the harder it is, the better. We're gonna put in work. Because every time you put in work, you get the same consequences. You get paid. You get rewarded. And when you out there dealing with the real world, it ain't pretty. You got to have heart. Get some heart.
If I said to you obsession, what's that mean to you?
It means wanting to succeed as bad as I want to breathe. You know what I'm saying? It's like whatever it is I say I want it like air. You know, and air is one of those things that, you know, because people always say, well, why you say air? Like, why do you say, because you go without that for a few seconds, my friend, it's a wrap. It's done. So there are people who want stuff, but you kind of want it. Or you want it bad, but you don't want it as bad as you want to breathe. So to me, obsession is wanting something so bad that, you know, I go to bed with, I wake up to it. I make whatever sacrifice. I grind. Like, it's like I can't live without it. And so there are people who fantasize, romanticize about stuff, but like they're not obsessed with it. You saw my t-shirt, no alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning, no clock. I ain't used a clock in 20 years. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? Most of you have not gotten started yet because you're trying to get other people to invest in your stuff. You won't go for me. Create your own doggone go for me. Bet on you. Put all your money on you, because guess what? When you're spending somebody else's money, it's easy to walk away from it. And the problem with some of you, you've been told you was number one. I'm telling you what I'm telling you today, because I'm going to need you to get your roots, because if your roots are strong, if your roots are strong, have you been to Miami? Have you seen the hurricanes that blew the houses down, but the tree's still standing? The way the tree grows is it goes down first to the bedrock. It goes down first, then come up. Most of y'all just came up and you look just as sweet as the tree until a storm comes. We all look the same, y'all. We all look the same until the storm comes. And I'm telling you, what they're about to teach you is gonna make you money. What I'm telling you is get your character right, because I wanna make sure your character can hold all that stuff you're about to get.
You ain't got no standards. That's why you can't blow up. There's a certain level you can't get to when you keep compromising. You can't get to the next level because every time somebody draws something in front of your face, you give up. Don't you know you're more attractive when you can say no, when they know you got values?
You think you're just going to change the game. You're just going to change the rules. It don't work like that. There's a standard to greatness and there's levels to this.
I can tell you everything I've done. The only thing I can't do is grind for you. That's the only thing I can. But I'm going to tell you all the secrets. I'm going to give you all the secrets to my success. But if I'm giving you all the secrets to my success and they're mine and I'm getting up at 3, what time in the world are you going to have to get up?
You have a gift. You need to find out what it is. You want some, like, you picking stuff that other people picking. You trying to do what other people trying to do. I love people that's going to be engineers. Y'all go ahead and do that. Y'all got to compete with each other. I love when somebody say they want to be a doctor. Go ahead and compete with them. I love when people say they want to be lawyers. Go ahead and compete with them. About a million kids want to be lawyers. There ain't a whole bunch of them that want to pour into people and serve. I got you beat all day. Go take those professions. So I'm going to take my personality, what I've been given, and I'm going to milk it, even though the world doesn't necessarily value it. And that's some of y'all problem. It's some stuff some of y'all doing, you don't even want to do that. You want the affirmation that comes from doing that.
And let me tell you something. When you're not right, you're going to keep attracting that kind of stuff. You're going to keep attracting, I'm just being real. You're going to attract men who can peep out that you ain't there right now. Once you fix it and get it healed, I told you, I walk in corporate now and I know they don't want me there, but I'm still here. I'm here and ain't nothing you can do about it. And you got to sit here and listen to me for the next hour. And even though you don't like my hat, I love me. And even though you don't love my shoes, I love me. And even though you don't like my shorts, I love me so much that you're going to love me when I get up out this joint. And you're going to say I'm the best motivational speaker that ever lived. So number one, you got to do me a favor. When you become a millionaire, you'll have $1 million. But the reason why you don't have $1 million is because you think like somebody in poverty. So if I was, look, I told somebody I love dearly who said they needed more money. I said, for what? What would you do with it? You'd only spend it. You would only spend it pretending to be something that you're not. That's all you would do is spend it. So why would you, you're not going to ever make it because you're a slave to it. So when you're no longer a slave to money, that's when you start making money. You feel me? So once you become a millionaire, and you got to find out what that means. That don't mean you got money in the bank. That's not what a millionaire is. A millionaire has a way that they think.
I want you to go look in a jar, and there's a jar to say money. I want you to see if you mastered your bank account. Keep looking at the money and say, I made the same thing I made last week. What does that mean? You didn't grow. If you make the same money next month, the month after, if your bank account is the same in June, don't fool yourself into thinking you're a good person. You didn't master it because you got the same amount of money in there. So it means you're not, whatever. You will never get fired when you master it. So do me a favor. When you put it in the jar, don't just look at the jar. Look at the jar and say, if I'm not doing good in this subject, then what does that mean? You feel me?
What do you want in your marriage? What do you want with your son and your daughter? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? Like, how much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it.
Some of y'all, you got an ego problem. You like to be around people who are inferior to you. You don't like to be around people who are going to challenge you. Iron sharpens iron, so do if one man sharpen another. You hate to be around people who are, I like to be around people who drive nicer cars than me, who are smarter than me, who are doing things I can't. I like to hang with them people. Why? Because they're going to stretch me. They're going to push me. You like to be around people who are weak because you feel comfortable around weak people. I dare you to get around some other lions. I dare you.
Here's what we do know. Life doesn't get any easier. It doesn't get more forgiving. We just get stronger and we get more resilient. One thing I've noticed is that enthusiasm is common, but endurance is rare. The race is not given to the strong nor the swift, but it is given to he that endureth until the end. One thing I know is that we've all been hit with a measure of adversity at some point in our life. Everybody listening to me has been hit with a measure of trauma.
Everybody wants destiny. Everybody wants manifestation. Everybody wants fulfillment. Everybody wants the next level in the relationship and a higher quality of living. But nobody wants to eliminate distractions. Nobody wants to disappear for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and eliminate all distractions and get into a place where you can focus on just you. What if you could just shut out every distraction? What if you could just shut out the world for just a season and focus on you? A man is rewarded in public for what he does in private. The reason why you don't see it, the reason why it has not manifested, the reason why you are so frustrated is because you have not been willing to forsake all that you've been called to forsake and to follow through behind closed doors. Sure, you can talk about it. Sure, you can plan it. Sure, you can write it down. Sure, you can go to the conference and hear about it. You can read about it. But at some juncture, you have to disappear and put the work in and come back and shock everybody that doubted you.
Some of you don't even realize you have unfinished business. You need to go back where you left off with a new perspective. Go back to the gym. Go back to the drawing board. Go back to the business. Go back to the relationship. Go back to the burning building. You have unfinished business. All you got to do is show up with a new game plan and a new perspective. You got unfinished business.
You have unfinished business. You got work to do.
What happens when your perspective, your perception diametrically opposes your reality? If you are going to give and grow and evolve and attain and become, everything rises and falls on your viewpoint. Perspective is everything. Let's go. I need you to hear me loud and clear. How you see this thing is everything. You cannot change the past, but you can change your perspective about it. Your viewpoint is your advantage. Your viewpoint is what changes the game. Everybody wants increase and abundance and lifestyle change and new zip codes and new area codes, but you only read once a week and you only work out once or twice a month. And so the reason why you don't have what it is that you see, the reason why what's in your head, it's not in your hands, it's not your reality, it's because your perspective opposes your potential. You don't have it because you don't see the value in it. If you believe you've been called to be the difference maker, the game changer, the disruptor, the person that comes into a room and commands the atmosphere, if you believe you've been called to be necessary and not grossly irrelevant, then everything you do, everything you see, everything rises and falls on your perspective, your perception, your viewpoint. How do you see this thing?
And see, when we get into the prison of fear because we have fallen in an area, fear has friends. One of the chief friends of fear is doubt. And doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. There are people who have failed in their head before they even reach the field. And so I want to invite you to renounce the spirit of fear.
Failure is the only opportunity to begin again. And if I'm talking to anybody that's hungry for the future, all you need is an opportunity to try again.
Failing doesn't make you a failure. It's something you did. It's not who you are. And so one thing we are going to have to get crystal clear about is that if I failed, then I can win. I'm talking to that football team. I'm talking to that baseball team, that basketball team. I'm talking to that fighter. I'm talking to that track star. I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that student. I'm talking to the person who failed the exam over and over and over again. I'm talking to that individual who feels as though all hope is lost, who feels as though they gave it their all. If you are still alive, you've got something left. Thomas Edison, he was fired from his first two jobs. His teachers coined him stupid, that he couldn't learn anything. This is the man who invented the light bulb the first 1,000 times he failed. But he was never a failure. He just found 1,000 ways that don't work. You're no Thomas Edison. You didn't try 1,000 times. Try 1,000 times and then come talk to me and tell me you're not enough. Tell me you don't have what it takes. Tell me you're stupid. Tell me you're dumb. Tell me you're slow. Tell me you don't have enough. Whatever pushed you to the ground, whatever knocked you to the floor, from that place, I want you to look it in the eye and tell it, tell that person, tell that circumstance, tell that place, tell whatever it is that knocked you to the floor. You can't keep me here.
If you're going to understand the program of resiliency, we are going to have to stop running from difficult times. Stop praying that the storm will pass over you and pray to grow through the storm. Stop going around it, go through it. What you go through, you will grow through. Some fights are not won in the first round. Flat out, and the moment that you get that and you get crystal clear and you accept the fact that there are some giants that you will not defeat in the first round, you need endurance, you need stamina to reach some goals. You're not going to hit the million with the first investment. You're not going to hit the home run always at first swing. But resiliency says, I belong here and I deserve another shot. I want my opportunity. Give me my opportunity.
One-dimensional players aren't in the league. One-dimensional players ain't in the league. What made Michael Jordan Michael Jordan is he could put up 30 and he could shut your butt down. He could play offense, he could play defense. He could play 40 minutes, 48 minutes.
If you're not where you want to be financially, if you're not where you want to be emotionally, if you're not where you want to be physically, relationally, socially, 10 times out of 10, it is because you have settled in a place called convenience.
And most of you in this room, your problem is you're one-dimensional and you're trying to hang your hat on that. So what? I'm the number one motivational speaker in the world. Am I the number one father in the world? My kids don't care nothing about YouTube. My wife don't care nothing about YouTube. So what? You're the number one motivational speaker. Are you the number one husband? When you come home, cut all that foolishness off and give me me. And there are conferences. Do me a favor. You and CJ talk, and when you get in the garage, you close the garage, and when you come in the house, you take E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher off. I want Eric. I married Eric. I didn't marry E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher.
If you continue to believe that your best work is behind you, then you will never achieve what is ahead of you.
So real quick, what you know, what you got to let go of, write it down right now. Let's not play. There's an anointing in this place. What do you need to let go of so you can become 1%? Wealth is a mindset, it's not a dollar amount. No, catch that. Wealth is a mindset, it's not a dollar amount. The wealthy do what the poor won't do.
The problem with many of you is that you got fooled, you got complacent, you got lazy. Somewhere along the line, you lost your enthusiasm, your optimism. He lost your hunger.
So we're going to talk about the wealthy in a minute. I want you to write it all down. I told you I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I am willing to do what others are not willing to do so I can live like others would never live. Somebody say you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I get up at 3 o'clock? Our ancestors were getting up at 3 or 4, picking cotton. Oh, you thought they was getting up at 9. You thought they was like, picking cotton today? Oh, we're gonna start at 9, and we're gonna start at 9 a.m. So we're gonna just let the sun come up, and then once the sun comes up, we're gonna, you're sick? Oh, you get a sick day.
If you want your future, then you are going to have to get acquainted with pain, with discomfort, with inconvenience. Because hunger is the only thing that's going to give you the power to persevere through that pain.
Here's what's crazy. In the 1800s, I had to have a certain work ethic just to survive. And you have the opportunity to become multi-millionaires, billionaires, and your work ethic is worse than the people who was forced to work. People tell me, I'm a boss. You're not a boss. You can't even make yourself get up. You got a t-shirt, I'm a boss. But you getting up at 8:30, 9 o'clock. Bosses are up watching the 3 o'clock news. Some of you didn't even know the news came on at 3 o'clock. Because you watched the 6 o'clock news. You thought that was the first one. The first news is at 3 a.m. That's the one Warren Buffett on. No, you're saying Warren Buffett is Warren Buffett because he's a white male. Warren Buffett is Warren Buffett because of where he grew up. Warren Buffett is not Warren Buffett because of where he grew up. Warren Buffett is Warren Buffett because what he does, he reads 6 hours a day every day. That's 42 doggone hours a week. So when Warren Buffett makes a decision, he makes a very wise decision. Why? Because he's making it off of 42 hours of reading. You hadn't read nothing. You watch, you making decisions off the Housewives of Atlanta. Warren Buffett is binging on. I was in the room with Warren Buffett. He said he was reading the financial report of GM in 1956. Why? Because that was their best year. He's binging on GM's financial records from 1956, and you binging on power. But now you saying, hey, racist. They ain't racist when you're watching Power, though.
I don't care if you gotta listen to me 1,000 times. I need you to get crystal clear about your future. Because the only reason why you are here, the only reason why you're alive, is because you have work to do.
Come on, talk back to me. You are not a boss because you got all day to do whatever you want to do, and the most you can do is go to work for somebody that you don't like and you don't care for and dog them out and complain about them when they're giving you a check. They guaranteeing you a check. They making sure you got health care and you dogging them out. If you don't like what they doing, why are you still there? Go get your own job. They weren't the only ones that was blessed and that was fruitful and that could multiply and that could subdue the earth and have dominion. They not the only ones. You can do it too, but your problem is you're not a one percenter because you don't live like a one percenter.
If you want generational cycles broken in your family, if you want to be the first to achieve, the first to get it done, the first to see it, the first to do it, you must stay hungry.
If you can hear my voice, you've got work to do. You've got a destiny to fulfill. You've got a purpose to walk into. You've got a test to pass. You've got dots to connect. Rooms to walk in, stages to stand on, and tables to sit down at. We all want to do something. We all want to be somebody. We all want to go somewhere. Let's dispense with the painful conversations of what happened in your past. Celebrate the lessons that you learned in your past. Unpack the gift of the present and let the future be your motivation. Everybody is looking to manifest. We're all looking to manifest something. We'll lose sleep to manifest, and we'll work 2 or 3 jobs to manifest, and we'll study for hours in a day to manifest. We are all looking to manifest something. And so there are a few things that we have to understand in order to manifest this future. The future, when it is no longer a distant dream, some possibility, some idea, but it's a very present target. All of a sudden, everything changes. And so you may be average, you may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future. The future is very expensive. The currency to get to the future, the bridge that we build, it is built on your daily decisions, your habits, your programming, the way that you think, the way that you talk, the way that you walk, blood, sweat, tears, sacrifice, people that you have to let go, sleep that you have to lose, multiple jobs that you have to work, hours on end of study, beating on your craft every single day. It's not easy, but it's worth it. I don't know your name, but I know you have a dream. I don't know where you're from or where you're listening to me. You may be listening to me in your closet, your bedroom, the gym, the car, the bus, the train, the plane. I don't know where you're going, but I know you are going somewhere. You've got a destination. People that make excuses are not connected to their destination. They don't have an end game. They don't have a goal. You have allowed yourself to become a weak link covered under the blanket of excuses. But I'm just wondering if there's anybody here
that has a dream. And if you've made your excuses bigger than your dream, the time is now to apply pressure. It may not be easy, but it's not impossible. This is not a I feel like it today. This is not a I'm motivated for a week. This is an every single day mentality. You may have to work 3 jobs. You may have to lose sleep. You may have to go to college and raise 5 children and still maintain your marriage and work your side hustle. I don't know what your story is, but if you will keep a no excuse mentality, then the sky is not your limit. The sky is your starting point. This is an every single day mentality. I never get turned off. Every single day, I want my destiny. I want my dream. Yes, you want the future, but what's your plan? And then the moment that you create the plan and you've ironed out all the kinks and you're crystal clear and you've got this plan, you've got this aim, this target, then you got to stay committed. With tears in your eyes, you got to be committed when your brain is hurting. You got to be committed when you haven't gotten sleep in a few days. You got to be committed. You got to plow through that depression, that heaviness, that weariness, and you got to cling to the joy of the thought of the future that if you finish this course, then there is a reward at the end of this pain. You may feel as though you are not able to breathe now. You may be inundated with responsibility. And it seems as though there is no way out of this. There are going to be times when you give everything you have. And everything that you have is not enough. But you got to have a no-quit mentality. And so after you've gotten crystal clear, after you've created the plan, somebody else's plan may not work for you. And so it's not about discovering a plan. It's about creating the plan that works best for you. And once you've gotten crystal clear, once you've created that plan, then you got to have a no-quit mentality. You cannot stop. Every single day, you're executing, period. Number 3, you got to practice gratitude and radical kindness. We need to practice gratitude. You have to be grateful for the ground that you've gained and guard the ground that you've gained. Celebrate the small wins. If we keep looking at the big picture, if we keep looking at the end game, if that's all we fix our eyes on, then we'll get off kilter. We'll lose our footing and we'll walk around discouraged because you're not going to just wake up in one day and fulfill destiny. It's the process that's perfecting us. It's the ins and the outs and the nuances. It's the song and the dance between destiny and the journey and the process and the promise. And we've got to learn how to execute the day. Give us this day. We've got to learn how to execute the day that you conquer the day. What is it that you can do today to get closer to the fulfillment of that future, to get closer to the manifestation of the future? What are you doing today? What are you giving today? The truth of the matter is, how are you so emotionally injured, so mentally drained, so physically fatigued that you have allowed your dream, your destiny to take a back seat to this excuse that you don't have what it takes, that you're not smart enough, that you're not tall enough, that you're not wide enough, that you're not deep enough, that you're not connected enough, that you don't know enough people? You keep comparing yourself to that person and this person. When will the excuses stop? When will you see your purpose bigger than your excuse? When somebody is in love with who they've been called to become, what they've been called to fulfill, what they've been destined to do, there is no day off. There are no light. Listen, I'm not a light switch. You can't turn me off. I can never get turned off. Every single day, I'm giving everything I have. That's how big my dream is. And so there's no excuse. There's no pain. There's no dilemma. There are no speed bumps. There's no distraction that can turn me off. I'm not a light switch. You can't turn me off. I want this thing every single day.
If it's important to you, you're going to find a way. You won't have to look for a resource. You will become resourceful. It's not always about the accomplishment. It's about the effort. If we can just keep the effort going, the excuse is irrelevant. You got to be stronger than your excuses. Excuses don't get results. Now we've got to go through the process of being stronger than our excuses. We get one opportunity to come this way. We get one shot. We got one life to live. Life is too short to make excuses.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.